This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The House Judiciary Committee debated gun control legislation today. Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse described the bill's changes as common sense solutions.
The safe storage requirements, which we passed in Colorado last year, raising the age required to buy semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, another common sense measure that I've co-sponsored since I came to Congress. There is more that we can and we must do.
The proposed bill would also regulate ghost guns and ban bump stocks. Republicans argued the measures would not have prevented any of the recent shootings. GOP Congressman Ken Buck described the bill as, quote, shallow and inconsequential. And later this hour, President Biden is expected to speak to the nation about the recent mass shootings. Governor Jared Polis stopped in Frisco today to sign several pieces of conservation legislation into law. That included a bill to direct $5 million to build and maintain wildlife crossings in the state. The crossings are basically underpasses and overpasses that wildlife can use to avoid busy roads and highways. There are about 4,000 vehicle crashes involving wildlife each year in Colorado. The Colorado Avalanche will host the Edmonton Oilers in Denver tonight for the second game of their playoff series. The Avs lead the best of seven series after narrowly defeating the Oilers in Game 1 on Tuesday. The winner of the series will play for the Stanley Cup later this month. Colorado will be without starting goaltender Darcy Kemper tonight after he sustained an upper body injury in Game 1. This is CPR News.